All right, let's get it. It is the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. Welcome, everybody. Dave here. All the best stuff for you like we do every single day. Happy Wednesday, June 27th to you. We had a lot of listener input today on the show, seeing as we kick things off with a topic called The Last Straw. We wanted to hear your stories of silly things that happened to you in your relationships that led to the dissolution of the entire freaking thing. So we hit the phones for that, had some fun, and then lended our Wheel of Long Songs to you, at least one slot in it, for Long Song Wednesday. Find out where the wheel landed, and also find out about love and zombies and water fire and sugar rushes. We were kind of all over the map today. And if you want to make sense of anything that I just said, well, just sit there, relax, and enjoy the Daily Podcast.
Very special Wednesday, because for Long Song Wednesday today, we're going to do something. We're going to open a new square on the wheel, which is the listener choice space. So if you want, you could start texting in whatever your favorite long song is. All right. And if it lands on that space, we're going to pick someone's suggestion and make that the song that we play today. Obviously, all the songs that are already on there were actually picked by listeners, but maybe there's something that you want to see on there. So we will give you that choice. You could do it now at MGK, MGK. Later on this morning, we'll give you the opportunity to call in as well.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9. MGK.
So I saw this story yesterday. The police in Brookville, Wisconsin, got a call a few weeks ago from a movie theater about a potential domestic situation between a husband and wife.
Uh-oh.
All right. Now, it seems that these people were having problems long before they went to the movies. But apparently they ordered popcorn and the wife secretly put salt on it. The husband hated extra salt. So when he figured out what his wife had done, he announced the marriage was over. This is it. I've had it. This is the last straw. I've had it.
Why so salty?
Right. I have no idea. Yeah, probably because it was, you know, she was done with him also.
Yeah,
so this will push him over the edge.
Right.
I'll salt the popcorn. It'll be over, right? She wanted it to end. Have you ever been in that situation? Have you had, and I'm going to open this up to everybody, 215-263-WMGK. What was your last straw situation? What made you leave that person, whether it was a spouse or someone you were dating, right? And you know, and I want to leave the cheaters out of it. If somebody cheated on you, you deserve to leave them.
That's
fine, unless they cheated with something strange, like, well, he left me for a frog.
Yeah, you know, super bizarre. We'll take
that. Yeah, super bizarre, right? You know, for his cousin Michelle. Right? I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. You know.
So
why am I only doing it from a guy's point of view? You know, or a woman's point of view? But you got it. No,
I've gotten ticked because a girlfriend has gotten bored by like watching a Bond movie before.
That's wrong.
It is wrong.
Right.
But
it's
it didn't drive
wrong.
Me to breaking up with her.
Right.
It's
right,
still,
right.
You know, a hot chick hanging out with me.
Nothing over the top. Excuse me.
Right.
I'll mess with Kristen if she'll do something stupid. Divorce! That's it! I'm done.
Right.
But I haven't reached that point yet.
You didn't understand that Game of Thrones episode?
Divorce!
Lisa divorces me regularly. Right. But it goes back to that girl, Sherry. That's how I ended that relationship with that girl.
Oh, the perfume?
The perfume, yeah. There was this girl, Sherry, that when I was a teenager, I was dating. I loved her. I mean, she was beautiful. She was beautiful. She had curly red hair. She had a body that wouldn't quit. And she wore the same perfume as my grandmother.
Wah,
wah. You know? And it was like, I finally asked, I said, look, Sherry, please, not this perfume. Any perfume you want, not Shalimar is what it was. Any perfume you want, Shalimar. Not Shalimar. Right, you know, you smell just like my grandmother. And the next time she got in the car, she had the Shalimar on, and that was the last time I ever called her.
Right? Don't blame you.
So, what was the deal breaker for you? What was the last straw? Call us here in the studio 215-263-WMGK. All right, so you know, and I'm always afraid to ask you about old relationships because who knows, you know, which people are still trolling you or whatever. But we had this story about this couple in Wisconsin who were obviously having problems. But everyone has been in a relationship where you hit that last straw point. And from this guy, his wife had secretly salted the popcorn and he hated over salted popcorn and stands up in the movie theater and says, "That's it. This marriage is over," right? You know, so did you have any for yourself? Or did you ever have a you know, last straw moment with somebody you were dating?
I remember I broke up with somebody, or we broke up because he bought a truck. And I'm not sure why that offended me so much, but I was like, Well, that's it.
Really?
You are a weirdo.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Right.
There's a lot of weird things
that I do.
This is also
why she hates Bob Seger, you know, like a rock. You know, it's like, no, I won't listen to him. He's all about trucks.
I think it was a financial issue. I didn't think
it was. That makes sense. I
take that back.
That's a manly move.
You're slightly a weirdo.
They've bought a Prius now.
So if you've got one, folks, call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. It could be a spouse that you left. It could be somebody you were dating. We want to keep the cheating things out of it, unless it's really weird, right? You know, because look, that's the reason for most divorces. So if that's it, that's common. We're looking for the strange. So what was the last straw for you? 215-263-WMGK. All from the Love Show. If you're ever in Vegas, I suggest seeing the show. I'm not all that thrilled over Eastern Europeans jumping around on trampolines, right? You know, and French Canadians, you know, riding giant bicycles as entertainment. But when you combine it with the music, it is a spectacular musical and visual event. So if you're ever in Vegas, I would go to the Mirage Hotel and Casino and see that show. I really would.
I'll see that right after I go check out Gallagher.
I don't think he's in Vegas anymore.
No? What about his brother, Gallagher, too?
All right, now you might have to go see Carrot Top instead.
All right,
65 degrees outside, mostly cloudy today, some isolated showers. Temperature getting up to about 78. This is sort of weird. I think this is late. I mean, I think they kind of missed the boat on this one. But the Walking Dead people, mm-hmm. right, have come out with a sort of Pokemon Go version of Walking Dead. So now you walk around your own neighborhood with your phone, and there are zombies coming after you, and you have to kill them.
It could be dangerous if you're using a weapon. Is there like a toy gun or something?
It does not say. It does not say. But it's coming out for Android and iOS. It'll be out on July 12th. You just walk around your neighborhood, and you have to defend it. That's it. So,
okay. Well, good luck to you.
There's another reason for people to have that crane neck and get hit by cars.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
102.9 MGK.
Here it is, Long Song Wednesday. And the Wheel of Long Songs is with us once again with a brand new caveat. We have the listener pick square up here.
Yep.
Right? And then we've got Money for Nothing from Dire Straits, Sweet Judy Blue Eyes, Roundabout, Green Grass High Tides, Twilight Zone. I know, Steve. Right? Sure. L.A. Woman, Midnight Rambler from The Stones, Life's Been Good from Joe Walsh, Jungle Land from Bruce, Jessica from the Allman Brothers Band, Kashmir. Not Kashmir. Kashmir is what they make sweaters out of. Kashmir is the place that the song is about, right? I'm your captain closer to home from Grand Funk. Abacab's been up there for a while, right? From Genesis. And then, of course, the listener pick. We've got a lot of people who have texted in. We've got their picks all set up here, right? We've got phone line picks as well. See, some of the phone line picks are Sky Pilot and Blue Sky from the Almonds, but we got an Almonds song up there, so don't need that.
Doesn't matter. We're going to get Twilight Zone. Let's go.
Today's the Twilight Zone day?
I'm feeling it.
You need to use reverse psychology for once.
I'm feeling good.
You're feeling good?
Yeah.
All right.
You're going to die
if this lands on the listener pick square.
Yeah, probably.
You're going to absolutely die. But maybe if there's one listener out there who likes you, they'll say Twilight Zone.
Oh, just one. Wow. Okay. Call my mom.
All right.
She might not like me, though, either.
No.
Call Big Dan.
We go.
Oh my God.
What's it gonna be?
This is thrilling.
Oh, we're past the orange. Where's it at? Blue. What is that?
Sweet Judy Blue Eyes. Judy Blue Eyes.
And we just talked to Graham.
We just talked to Graham the other day on the air.
Charmed week.
Yeah. I mean, this is a song about Judy Collins. She's the Judy Blue Eyes Judy Collins, which of course Stephen just toured with.
Can you explain the sweet in the front? Because it's not S-W-E-E-T.
It's like sweet at a game.
Like a musical suite. Look at it that way. The song is actually in three parts, right?
It's like a medley of sorts.
Yeah, it's, gotcha. It's a section to section.
Okay.
And each part sort of changes rhythm and stuff like that.
Gotcha.
And then all that Spanish stuff that he's saying out in the background,
right.
When the song's over, maybe I can find an explanation for it. I almost made them CCR.
I was hoping for a sweet Twilight Zone.
There is no sweet
we'll
Twilight
get it one
Zone,
day.
But
it's
there
never
is a sweet
one
Judy
day.
Blue Eyes.
The American people are sick and tired of hearing about
John DeBella.
Sick and tired of hearing about
the John DeBella Podcast.
Too big to fail is too big to exist.
102.9 MGK.
A couple in Wisconsin go to the movies. This obviously, this relationship was on the rocks, right? And the woman goes to get the popcorn, brings it back to the husband at the seat, and she has purposely oversalted it. And he hates too much salt on popcorn. And now, and he stands up and, you know, starts to go, this is it. This is the last straw. You've taken me too far. It ends up, they call the police. They think of this whole domestic violence thing that's going to break out in the movie theater. And we've all been through them. There's maybe sometimes in a relationship, right? Whether it was marriage or you're dating, there's somebody in your life and you realize it's the last straw. For me, it was, and I've mentioned this woman before, and she was just, it was a nice, great girl, right? Beautiful, a body that didn't quit, you know, and I was a teenager, just started driving, right? Get curly red hair, just a doll, but she wore the same perfume as my grandmother. The same, and when I asked her to please don't wear, you can wear that anytime I'm not around, but, you know, and we were just dating. You know, and then she gets in the car, boom, there's Shalimar once again.
Yeah, it's a deal breaker.
And I'm like, no, that's it. I am done with this. So the question at hand, what was your last straw? We got a bunch of people sitting here on the phone. We'll start out with Kate this morning. Good morning, Kate. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. So did you have a last straw situation?
Yes. All right. Way he chewed food.
Describe it.
He would just sit there and... Yeah, and just smacking his lips.
Yeah, my wife calls that smacking.
I was just sitting there, and I just thought, I want to pick up this knife and make him stop. That's it. I'm done. Like, I couldn't take it anymore. It was the chewing.
Have a good morning. Good morning, Sue.
I stood naked in front of my husband, and he was watching TV. He's like, move, I'm watching TV.
Yeah, oh, that's it.
Oh, wow.
Man. That was the deal breaker. And I wasn't fat. I was a size 2, and I'm big busted, so
wow.
Houston, we have a problem.
What was he watching out of curiosity?
Racing.
Oh, dude.
Wow.
Right? Like NASCAR?
Yes.
Well, Sue, you should have put on a camo hat.
That's right.
Well, nah.
No hat.
I would have raced you to the bedroom.
Crack a Budweiser or something.
His loss. Now we're divorced.
Smooth drinking Bush beer. Bush.
Not the time to use that expression. Have a good morning. Okay, Ron, what was it for you?
Well, with this young lady and I, you know, we went out a couple times, you know, and it wasn't like a long-term thing. It was just, we were kind of like starting out. And we went to a bar anyway. She's putting it away, and I'm thinking, man, this is looking good. So anyway, my buddy dropped us off at my house. So we're in the back seat. So I get out and doing a gentleman thing. I try to help her out, and she leaned over and threw up on my foot.
Oh, boy.
So I pushed her head back in the car. I said, dude, take her home. And that was the end of it. So anyway.
That wasn't the last straw. That was the first. Christine.
Hello.
What was your last straw?
I was actually engaged to be married, and we were with my mother-in-law to be, my dad and the fiance, and we were trying to choose the menu.
Right.
And when it came down to the potato, they gave us two choices. I asked about one of them. The mother-in-law to be said, no, that's not happening. And I turned to my dad and I said, I'm out of here. And we never got married.
Oh my God. What kind of potato did you want?
Honestly, I don't remember it so many years ago,
right.
But I just didn't understand what kind of a potato it was, and I just wanted it explained, and she just wanted to have a typical, standard, you know, wedding potato.
This is insane.
Wow. Did he ever try to get back with you, try to, you know, patch it up, or did you just go, I will not marry a man if this woman has to be in my life?
It was pretty much it. I met him one other time, and I gave him the ring back, and that's it. I haven't seen him since, although she has friended me on Facebook.
Well, I believe we call that trolling. Lisa.
Yes.
Oh, God, I thought it was my wife at first.
No.
Thought she was going to call in and explain it all. All right, so what's the last straw for you? What was the last straw for you?
We were coming back from Hoboken, and he wanted ice cream, and I didn't. I ended up walking home, and I was like, okay, this is it. All over an ice cream cone.
Oh, wow. God.
How long was the walk?
2.5 miles.
Wow.
And Lisa, now...
Wait, how long was the relationship?
12 years.
Wow.
Whoa. What?
So there's obviously other problems other than ice cream.
Yeah.
But
oh,
you
yeah.
could, hold on, this is sort of on you. You couldn't say, all right, I'll go, but I don't, you don't have to get ice cream when he gets ice cream. You know that, right?
No, he was insisting I
want ice cream, that I was going to have ice cream, and I hate ice cream.
This is so childish.
I want ice cream.
I'm not sure I can accept you as a normal person with your hatred of ice cream. So just wanted to let you know, you and I are breaking up now. That was the final straw.
I hear that a lot.
Well, then there must be more than ice cream going on. Have a good morning.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I'm getting goofy.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
You ready for this one? Mm. This is something to be careful of, and to some extent it makes sense, all right? Do you know that you leaving a plastic bottle of water in your car could start a fire in the car?
No.
What?
Right, yeah. All right, a plastic bottle of water can act like a lens that pinpoints sunlight on a particular spot. So if you don't have like a sunscreen on your windshield and the sun hits the plastic bottle, it could pinpoint like using the combination, like a magnifying glass.
Yeah, right.
All right. It could, and, you know, and usually it'll hit a seat and the seat will start to smolder. And next thing you know, your car's on fire.
Wow.
Let's try it out.
Did that happen somewhere?
What? Let's try it out.
Yeah, well, Steve hates his car.
That's right. Right. Get some insurance money.
You know, that's it. Right. You can finally get that SUV you want so badly. All right, so there we go. Just we'll put bottles of water all over his car. What the hell? And you're somebody. Here's another story. This is one you're really going to like, right?
What can I do in my car?
Well, you like going to Iron Pigs games, stuff like that.
Oh,
right?
Sure.
Right? And you know how the minor leagues always have these, like, wild nights?
Wacky promotions, yeah.
Have you ever been out to Erie, Pennsylvania to see the Erie Sea Wolves?
I have not.
You have not?
I think the readiness is as far as I go.
They're having Sugar Rush Night.
Okay.
Right.
What, snorting pixie sticks?
No, it's even worse, right? You buy a hot dog that is served on the bun that's made out of cotton candy, and it's topped with Nerds.
Dude. Oh, my God. Actually, I'm in.
Road trip!
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.